Evolution of internal communication. Internal communication has been called different things over time, like staff communication, employee communication, industrial relations, leadership communication, and change management. These changes show how communication between employees and management has changed over the years. The discipline of internal communication is relatively new and has progressed through three main phases. Phase 1. Before the 1960s, employee communication was basic. It started in industrial relations to make employees feel better and work well together. It was friendly and supportive. Phase 2. During the 1960s to 1980s, newspaper reporters started working for companies. They used their rule of being fair to write about the company's activities. Phase 3. In the late 1980s, companies started using communication in a new way. Instead of just telling employees about company stuff, they used it as a strategy that also reached potential customers and suppliers. This was to make sure everyone was on the same page with the company's goals. To do this well, internal communication needs strong support from top management and a clear, consistent message for everyone. It's a newer field that attracts people from different backgrounds. 67% of most senior internal communication pros use to work in corporate communication, then 22% in human resources, and finally 10% in marketing. Different backgrounds bring unique strengths to internal communication. For instance, HR experts excel in handling structural changes within the company, while marketers shine in addressing customer concerns. Staff who handle communication inside a company need to be trustworthy. To do this and connect well with both inside and outside communication teams, they need certain business skills. Here's what they should be good at. 1. Helping senior managers learn and grow. 2. Being polite and respectful. 3. Not giving up easily. 4. Paying attention when others talk. 5. Being comfortable with money and basic computer tools like spreadsheets. The 4 types of corporate cultures. Exploring the essence of corporate cultures is like peeling an onion. There are layers to uncover. Let's break it down into 4 main types. 1. Entrepreneurial culture. Imagine a ship with a determined captain at the helm. That's the entrepreneurial vibe. Here, the founder calls the shots, shapes policies, and steers the ship with a clear strategy. 2. Role-based culture. Picture a massive bureaucracy where every move needs a stamp of approval. It's like a well-oiled machine with defined roles and layers of responsibility. In these setups, communication takes various forms to steer through the bureaucracy. 3. Personal culture. Think of a place where relationships trump formalities. That's the personal culture. It's all about professionalism and connections rather than rigid structures. Hospitals, law firms, and schools often embody this vibe. 4. Project-oriented culture. Imagine a team coming together to slay a dragon, metaphorically, of course. That's the project-oriented culture, temporary teams tackling specific tasks, often during big transitions like mergers. Communication faces challenges, but they're all about managing issues and change. Placement of internal communication. The location of an internal communication department within a company's structure is influenced by the unique communication needs of its culture. In the United Kingdom, a survey of corporations revealed that internal communication departments can be found in various departments, including corporate communication, public relations, human resources, public affairs, corporate affairs, finance, law, administration, advertising, and marketing. A study conducted in 2001 discovered that in large corporations, internal communication departments are most commonly situated within the public relations department. Conversely, smaller organizations often integrate internal communication with human resources. Regardless of where it is placed, internal communication should align its messaging with external communication and promote strong relationships with other departments. Delivering the message. How you communicate is very important. Good corporate messages not only give answers but also help build good relationships and reputations. However, there are barriers like age, where you live, gender differences, not trusting the boss and the company's history that can make communication unclear. When communicating significant organizational changes, it's essential to involve staff members in the process. Instead of just making an announcement and fielding questions, encourage employee participation in the presentation. A British building society's leaders decided to convert their firm into a mortgage bank. Before announcing this change publicly, they circulated an internal briefing document among employees. This approach allowed employees to prepare questions and better understand the upcoming change, easing the transition. A study in 2002 by the Work Foundation in Great Britain showed that different ways of communicating are important. Team meetings were found to be the best, followed by email and news on company websites. While official ways of talking are important, informal ways like gossip within the company shouldn't be ignored. This informal gossip, which spreads news in the company, can be a strong and believable way of sharing information. Global communication. When communicating across borders, ensure everyone understands your message and avoid offending. Factors like social norms, time zones, translation quality, tone, and humor impact how messages are received. Cultural values influence communication styles. 1. U.S. Individual achievement is key to reputation and status. 2. Arab states, family-based power means all family members expect equal respect. 3. Japan, communication is subtle compared to the directness in the UK or the US. 4. UK, Germany, Holland, messages on company changes should be more balanced than in the US, where optimism is common. 5. Sweden, decisions involve many people providing input, which builds strong relationships, despite being time-consuming. What employees value most? Employees are more likely to pay attention to messages that interest them. According to a study from 1995, employees are most interested in the following topics. 1. Company plans and announcements. 2. Opportunities for career advancement within the company. 3. Information that helps them perform better in their jobs. 4. Productivity improvements. 5. Changes in personnel policies. When talking about these things, people who communicate inside a company should think about what both the managers and the employees want. As a manager, it's crucial to show that you care about connecting with your audience. After you've made a connection, it's important to keep it up by sharing news quickly and getting feedback through surveys, questionnaires, or group discussions. Merger maneuver, a case overview. When GlaxoSmithKline and SmithKline-Beachem, two giant pharmaceutical firms, joined forces, they faced the challenge of keeping all 120,000 employees across 130 countries informed and engaged. They achieve it by using the following techniques. 1. Centralized communication control. Top-level managers took charge, overseeing every aspect of communication. They formed specialized teams, comprising members from both firms, to handle various issues and provide support. 2. Key message approval. The temporary executive committee gave the green light to essential messages, but the final say rested with the CEOs. They decided what information was crucial for everyone to know. 3. Managing detailed questions. Even the bosses couldn't answer every nitty-gritty question about the merger's intricacies. So, they focused on managing expectations by organizing face-to-face meetings with executives and relevant department personnel. 4. Explaining benefits and decisions. Senior managers took the stage to explain why the merger was a good thing and how they reached their decisions. Department heads stepped in to clarify how the merger would impact teams and individuals. 5. Policy and benefits updates. HR staff played a crucial role in explaining policies, benefits, and compensation changes. They used tools like newsletters and the company's intranet to keep everyone in the loop. Anger management for employees. Managers may face a challenge when employees direct their anger towards them in this system. To handle this, managers in each department might require additional training on dealing with emotional employees. They should understand that in situations where there is no new information available, their role is to listen to their team members' questions and complaints. It's important for managers not to spread rumors when there is a lack of solid information. Doing so can negatively impact morale and increase anxiety levels among employees. Success measurement. You can check how well your communication is working, just like you do for other business activities. Important things to look at are how many employees saw a message, how they reacted to it, and if it made them change how they act. To see how employees are responding, you can use surveys online, on paper, or by talking to them in person. If you want to see how your organization is doing compared to others, you can use benchmarks if you have them. To get a better idea of what employees think, do an audit. Audits help you know if a message reached the right people and if employees think the company supports the right policies. It's a good idea to hire an outside expert for a fair view, even though it might cost more than using internal resources. Audit findings are time-sensitive and are usually valid for about a year. Key points. 1. Workplace communication has evolved to align with company goals, drawing professionals from diverse backgrounds. 2. Different company cultures require unique communication approaches, whether structured or more relaxed. 3. The placement of communication teams within a company varies based on its culture, often aligning with public relations or human resources. 4. Effective communication includes clear messaging, employee involvement, and understanding cultural differences to foster trust and engagement. 5. Successful merger communication involves centralized control, key message approval, addressing detailed questions, explaining benefits, and policy updates. 6. Managers should undergo training to handle employee anger empathetically and avoid spreading rumors during uncertain times. 7. Evaluating communication effectiveness through surveys, audits, and benchmarks helps gauge employee response and organizational alignment.